This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Tara is with us in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Are you ready for the question?
We'll try.
Okay. We're looking for advice on what we can do for financing for flipping houses. We currently use our home equity line of credit for the purchasing and remodeling, but of course that payment gets a little high. So we're just looking for something, some ideas of what to do.
Okay. I've probably done 1,500 or 2,000 flips in my life.
Okay.
That's what I used to do for a living before I went broke because I borrowed money doing flips. So for 35 years, I've taught people not to borrow money as a primary way to lower risk and create wealth. I don't borrow money, and so I'm not going to be able to help you borrow money.
Okay. do you just straight out advise just cash for flipping a house?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a lot of reasons why, okay? When you use financing to purchase a house that you're going to flip, you're not as careful as when you use money out of your bank account to purchase a house to flip. When you are using financing to do the renovation on the flip, you're not as careful as when you're pulling your stinking hard-earned money out of your checking account to do the renovation, and you end up spending more on the purchase, more on the renovation, thus your margins are lower. Oh, and then when you get ready to sell it, and interest rates tick up from 3 to 7, and the market slows down dramatically, and you're sitting on this thing with payments, you become what's called a motivated seller, and you give up the rest of your margin. So your margins are destroyed when you do flips for those three reasons with financing. So I would go a lot slower, buy a lot smaller, buy something seriously junky and tiny, and flip it with cash out of your pocket. Use every bit of the profits from that to upgrade your flip to the next one, upgrade your flip to the next one, and upgrade your, organically grow your cash base with profits to increase the quality of the flip that you're doing. Because what you are doing causes more people to go broke than it prospers more people, including me.
Okay.
So I'm really scared for you, because the thing that has to go through your mind when you're doing these deals is that this is all going to work, and it never in real estate. I've done thousands of transactions. Mm-hmm. It never works exactly the way you thought it was going to.
Yep. That's exactly right. And, you know, Tara, my husband, just even this last year, he's kind of started in this game.
He's done three flips.
Yeah, and you know, and we've cash flowed it. And you're right.
And he's good at real estate.
And he does it. So I can't take any credit. But yeah, there's like, you know, it's a state sale. There's dead rats in the house. I mean, they're not pretty properties. But then when you go and what you're saying, you make the selections, and it's us making the selections out of our own account. You are like, okay, what can we do here to save money here? I mean, you're thinking through everything. We brought the kids out to do the yard work last weekend over Easter to help move some stuff before they went through and like tore out the bushes. And, you know, I mean, you just think about it different. And it's a slower process. It's not as fun and flashy, but there's so much less risk. And if something were to happen, you're okay. You're okay because you don't owe a bank something. You know, like it goes back to the options like we talked about in the last hour.
I mean, let's pretend there was a Fauci pandemic or something like that, and the market just froze like a deer in the headlights, and nobody's leaving their home, and they're cuddled up in the corner with their mask.
Well, and what happened with you was that you had so many of those going, and you were good at it.
Yeah.
And because of that, you kept building on it and making a bigger risk.
Yeah.
And then when
I had $1.7 million in finance flips at 24 years old. I owed the bank $1.7 million
on
flips.
Remind everybody, because
that was 1984.
Decades ago, because
it's
$1.7 million now for some people.
Yeah, okay.
It's like,
so
it
would be $8 million now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had the equivalent of $8 million financed in today's dollars under flips at 24 years old in 1984. is it 1,000,007? 1,000,001 with one bank. And this is how I learned not to borrow money. Yeah. And I had 30% equity positions in almost every one of them. I was not late on a single note. So what happened, Dave? What happened to your little house of cards? The bank got sold. A small town bank doing business with me. They knew I knew what I was doing. My family had been in the real estate business. I've got a history, family history of knowing what we're doing. All of a sudden, some bozo in Atlanta instead of Nashville is making a decision. And he looked down and said, a 24-year-old owes us $1,000,003. Have we lost our minds as a bank? Answer, yes. And they called our notes, which they have the right to do with commercial paper. It has a call provision in it if they don't like the quality of collateral. And they suddenly just declared that they didn't like the quality of their collateral anymore. And now I've got to come up with $1,000,003, and I'm 24 years old, and it's all tied up in real estate, and I probably got $30,000 in cash because I was a freaking genius and had it all figured out. Now, there's your TikTok deal right there. You TikTok morons wanting to flip houses. So there you go. And so that's exactly what's happening. Now, and I spent the next two and a half, three years of my life losing everything I own. And so the year Rachel was born, we ended up filing bankruptcy at the bottom of it. Lost every stinking thing. One year I made $250,000. That's $20,000 a month in 1984 dollars. The next year my taxable income was $6,000. I spent the whole year selling stuff to avoid foreclosure or being foreclosed on the way down into bankruptcy. So, yeah, trauma. Mm-hmm. I'm a trauma survivor. So that's it. And so, Dave, don't borrow money. When the borrower is slave to the lenders in the Bible, I think God's smart. I think God knows something I don't know. And I don't borrow money anymore. So all that to say, Tara,
call the wrong guy.
No, but no, you know.
On the right guy.
whoever told you to call over here, I think they set you up. I want you to go do flips. I mean, my son-in-law does them. My daughter's husband sitting right here. And I taught him how. I taught him a lot. Not everything.
Yeah.
I taught him how to buy foreclosures and buy real estate.
Yeah, yeah.
He worked running our Ramsey portfolio for a lot of years and still runs it. But he's using the formulas right now that we talked about back in those days, and he's paying cash. So I'm not against flips, but do it with cash, and you make way better decisions all the way across the board, and you don't turn yourself into a motivated seller. And you won't hear any of that on TikTok, I can tell you.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about investing, visit RamseySolutions.com/investing or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.